95.9 The Rat. You are not in a row rock station. I'm Carl Kraft, and I'm happy to bring you today's No Sweat News. See Here Now festival tickets on Friday's quiz, fellas.
Nice. Okay, fantastic. That's great.
Incubus on the beach, huh?
Now, we go to the internet for story number one, and there's a woman who just posted on a parenting website about a problem that she's having. You see, she gave her daughter the name Esme because she thought it was unique.
And okay.
That was 4 years ago.
Seems like it's kind of unique.
But now that her daughter is four, she's seeing the name everywhere. So she's considering changing the name of the four-year-old to something different.
Oh.
Hmm. And okay. Everyone is thinking, oh, my God, you're creating a serial killer.
Yeah, that's not necessary.
By the time a kid turns four, they're already developing some sort of self around the concept of their name.
They absolutely know their name.
Right.
You can't just all of a sudden pull the carpet out from under their little feet.
Hey, Esme, you're now Gertrude.
Yeah, what?
Good luck with that.
Good luck with your future identity crisis.
Right, exactly.
And your schizophrenic personality that's impending.
Wonder why she's bipolar.
Yeah. Because she used to be Itzme or something,
right.
And now she's Sally.
Dateline California for story number two. Now, here's another name change problem. There's a guy in California who has the same name and birthday with a criminal, and cops keep arresting him by mistake instead of the real criminal.
Is the criminal Gotts?
No, his name is Jimmy Williams.
Jimmy Williams?
Jimmy Williams lives in Victorville, California, northeast of L.A. The good Jimmy has been arrested or detained at least four times over the last 12 years, and all for stuff that the bad Jimmy, with the same name and birthday. Once in 06, another time in 09, a third time last month, cops showed up to his door and said, yeah, you're under arrest. Show us your ID. No, that's you.
You think it'd be like, can't they find the real one by
now? Social security card or something. I mean, if his name was insanely weird, I could understand the police mix-up, but his name is Jimmy Williams.
Jimmy Williams.
I think the cops need to get this guy's, like, social security and stamp it on his forehead or something.
Here's the problem. Last Friday, there was a felony warrant out for the bad Jimmy Williams.
Oh, no.
They showed up to the good Jimmy Williams' house. The good Jimmy Williams had had enough of this crap, and he resisted arrest. He got thrown in jail for resisting, even though the cops weren't really looking for him.
That is BS.
Right?
Come on now. Some judge needs to do the right thing here and let this guy out of jail.
He better step up.
I'm sorry. And Jimmy Williams, if you ever want the world's worst defense attorney, the Dave man will happily
now, there's somebody that needs a name change.
Right, exactly.
The
good Jimmy Williams has never been arrested for something he did before. That is, until he resisted arrest. Can Kim Kardashian call Donald Trump and get this guy released, please?
That's not fair. I mean, can anyone blame him? He's been arrested three times because of bad Jimmy Williams.
Here's the good news. The good news is the whole thing was caught on the good Jimmy Williams' doorbell camera. So there may be some use of that for a judge to say, okay, enough already.
I hope so. And then I hope me and Jimmy Williams go to court and sue these people.
How cool is that?
I feel bad for that guy.
I know.
I feel bad for Jimmy Williams.
And now Dateline Massachusetts for our third and final story of the day. Oh, Patty O'Donnell, you went and got hammered and decided to drive home. Well. Oh, Patty got hammered.
Oh, this is the tow truck story we saved before?
So Patty got hammered and drove home through Hyannisport, Massachusetts. They hauled her off and they called a tow truck to come pick up her car because it had to be impounded.
Oh, okay.
But then they had to call another tow truck to get the tow truck impounded because the tow truck driver was wasted.
I should laugh. But that's fantastic.
He was hammered.
What state is this?
That would be Massachusetts.
That makes a lot of sense now.
Wow.
I know I have a few relatives up there. Okay, once you said Massachusetts.
Tow truck driver wasted. Patty O'Donnell wasted. Everybody's just wasted in that story.
First we had a Patty get wasted, and then the tow truck driver got wasted.
Right. So that's today's No Sweat News. See Here Now festival tickets up for grabs on the No Sweat News quiz. Any chance that the driver was related to you, Gotts?
Might have been my dad.
He's working part-time as a tow truck operator.
He's in Boston
Hyannis.
Now.
And I believe Patty was my aunt somewhere along those lines.
I have like 30 Aunt Patties. I got to tell you the truth. Irish family and whatnot.
Unbelievable.
It could have been, and by the way, it could have been any one of the 30. And I'm talking to all you Aunt Patties out there.